Last May, Colleen Rowley wrote a letter that immediately vaulted her into the ranks of history's most famous whistleblowers. Rowley is an FBI agent in the Minneapolis field office. Her letter to Bureau Director Robert Mueller revealed how supervisors in Washington mishandled warning signs before the September 11th attacks. Now Rowley has written a new letter, accusing the agency of being poorly prepared to deal with possible terror attacks provoked by a war with Iraq. She warns that the U.S. will likely experience a flood of terrorism, what she calls a rash of 9/11s, and she wants to try to do something to prevent that.
I just felt like I had to pull out the stops here and give it a try. So in order to share those concerns, I wrote the letter to Director Mueller, sent that last week, and of course then I really have no way of knowing if he received the email letter or if he read it. So as the days are ticking by, and of course the news is that the march to war is quite relentless, I got concerned and I decided to take it to the New York Times and our Star Tribune newspaper here in order that the people that are making these critical decisions would see it. And maybe consider if there aren't some, you know, better ways, and as well as maybe explaining to the American people as well that there could be some, you know, long-term and short-term, of course, as well as long-term consequences.
Do your concerns grow out of a personal opposition to the war, or are you concerned as an FBI agent that combat in Iraq might divert attention away from the war on terrorism?
Well, it's actually both. Prior to joining the FBI, of course, I went to law school, and I specialized a little bit in international law. I actually spent a summer at the World Court at The Hague. I think that since 9/11, what I've seen in the FBI is that we've made very good strides. The Director Mueller has implemented initiatives for sharing information and different databases to check backgrounds and histories. We're sharing this across the board with other federal agencies, and therefore I think we'll be in a much better position to detect terrorists that might be entering the country.
But Agent Rowley, in your letter you say that the FBI is woefully unprepared for any future attacks.
Well, I think that despite the improvements we're making, the amount of terrorists coming at us has so greatly increased that despite the improvements, we will still not be able to prevent all of the terrorist attacks.
Your specialty is not counterterrorism. So what leads you to say with such rock-solid conviction that the U.S. will likely experience, as you say in your words, a flood of terrorism or a rash of 9/11s in the wake of an attack on Iraq?
Well, that's absolutely correct. I'm not a counterterrorism expert myself. Again, I have this little tiny experience in law school in international law, and also I've been seeing that a number of other counterterrorism experts who really do have those kinds of backgrounds are predicting pretty much along those same lines.
You also assert that the FBI mishandled domestic counterterrorism investigations following the arrests of Zacharias Moussaoui and Richard Reed. What should have been done?
I think when you're dealing with a hardened group that is cohesive, and they have strongly motivated not to for anyone to, of course, cooperate with law enforcement. There are times when you may have to let prosecution take a second seat so that you can attempt to get as much information from those people who are under arrest.
Are you saying that Moussaoui or Richard Reed have not been properly interrogated?
Well, I think more could have been done in both of those cases.
Such as? What should have been done?
Such as trying to learn from those individuals what plans may be afoot, what context they may have, what techniques are being used. Again, all the type of information that we would normally get from somebody who is involved in a terrorist group.
Agent Rowley, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
FBI Agent Colleen Rowley talking about the letter she sent to FBI Bureau Director Robert Mueller last month.